You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
House rules is trending on Reddit. People are talking about the unique house rules that they have. I'm giggling because Chris wrote, must use normal force and taps on the toilet flush. If it isn't reacting, you're turning it the wrong way. And if you break it, it's your problem.
I mean, how about just get that thing fixed once and for all the right way, right? Sounds like you guys are kind of doing one of those things that you're like, nah, it still works, kinda.
Jeff wrote, no one helps my wife in the kitchen unless she specifically asks. That's a good one.
I like that rule.
Yeah.
My wife sometimes wants me to just sit there with her to keep her company.
Oh.
So boring. And that stool is not comfortable.
We got a lot of rules at my house. My husband Paul's on the line. Paul.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing?
I'm watching Bluey with Dakota.
Oh.
Nice.
That's nice. We're talking about the weirdest rules you have at your house. And we got a lot of rules at our house.
That doesn't surprise me, right? Really.
Yeah.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, baby. So, Paul, what are some of the weird rules we have at our house?
I like when people put the toilet paper back on the roll and it rolls from the top, not the bottom.
I mean, that's just like a classic thing.
Yeah, that's if you have rational people in your building, that's something that you should demand from them.
Right. But you have other rules that we fight about a lot. Okay. Like you don't want the dog anywhere near anything. Like a couch, not even is a dog not allowed on the couch.
Yeah.
He doesn't even want the dog near the couch.
Don't look at it.
Don't look at
it. Yeah.
The
don't
couch.
Even look at it. Don't breathe near it. Nothing. You're not allowed on this couch.
Right. Dog's not allowed on the couch.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So best that he not be tempted by looking at it, right? Longing for it. Right. Don't give me those eyes. Don't be staring at the couch sadly, because you're never getting on there.
If Lila comes near the couch, he'll get mad that we don't physically get up and move her away from the couch. Just so there's no fur near the couch.
All right.
Dakota, what's the rule that you have at our house? It's a very important rule for you. What don't we do at the house or anywhere?
I'm not allowed to lick anybody.
You're not allowed to lick anybody or lick anything, because Dakota will lick random things like door handles that make no sense at all.
I mean, good for her immunity, but good rule to have, I'm guessing, still. Same thing. If some strange child walks up and licks me, it's off-putting.
I don't know why she's always got it. Why do you always lick stuff, Mama?
Because I like licking my stuff.
I know. You like to lick things all the time. She just likes to lick. It's so weird. We don't lick and we don't bite. Yeah. But I have this rule where it drives me crazy where I don't like shoes in the entranceway.
Yeah.
Like if you take your shoes off in the entranceway, I've got a max of you can only have two pair there at a time.
So where do the shoes go if they're not inside the doorway?
In your room.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I mean, what if you have a bunch of guests?
No, guests are different because that's like a special occasion. Like when it's just us in the house, they cannot be in the entranceway. It makes me crazy. You got to go put them in your closet.
So you have to take the shoes off and then carry them to your space.
Absolutely.
Oh. Okay.
I can't stand when they're outside invisible. It makes me crazy. Two pairs. That's all you get. As long as they fit in the closet. And if they don't fit in the closet, you're out of luck. Figure
I see.
It out.
Okay. Need a new family.
Yeah.
Right.
And Paul's problem is that his feet are too big. So his shoes are so big that it makes me crazy.
I mean, just get a shoe rack, guys.
Yeah, no, but it's got to go in the closet. It's got to fit in the closet.
But the problem is Anna doesn't do it.
No, I'm immune from that rule.
Right, right. So you can have six pairs of shoes. Everybody else only gets two pairs max because there needs to be enough room for hers.
He's an 11 and a half. Those shoes are way too big. You know. All right, well, you guys get back to doing whatever it is that you guys do.
I love you.
I love you too, Mama. I see you later, okay? Have a good day. trending on Twitter is your house rules. Every house has different rules and may seem completely normal to you, but to other people, you sound bonkers, right?
Right, right. Of course. That's why they're house rules, because you don't really publish these things.
Shantia wrote on our Instagram at Anna and Raven, glitter. I hate the stuff. There's no glitter in my house. Well, I have like a no Play-Doh rule in my house. No Play-Doh.
Yeah, I mean, because once it comes out, once it gets out of the container, it's going to be in your house the rest of your existence.
And for some reason, my toddler takes that Play-Doh and she will smash it into any area rug that I have. It makes me nuts. Winnie.
I feel like this one is like pretty standard, but like I you're not allowed to wear outside clothes on the bed. It's just gross to me. The bed is not for clothes you've worn while you've been outside. You better put on some clean clothes.
100%. I back this. Like, you don't put on, you have to change your socks. You got to change your clothes. You can't get in the bed. You can lay on top of the comforter or sit on top of the comforter, but don't you dare get in the bed with your dirty clothes that you wore outside in the real world.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I can't even do on top of the comforter. That's very brave of you. I can't even do that. Like, you just don't even touch it. Like, the sofas and stuff are different. I can't deal with that kind of gross. No.
Jose, what are you not allowed to do in your home?
I don't know how to explain this, but my fiance is kind of paranoid. So every day when she comes home, I work from home, so I like a lot of sunlight coming in. She closes all the blinds so no one can see into our home. Like, I don't know. There's a gang of outside just waiting to break in. So I'm not allowed to keep the blinds open after 5, 6 p.m.
I don't like blinds open in my house either.
Yeah, some people have them open all the time. Other people got them closed all the time. Yeah. I pull them open in the morning.
I only open them if I want sunlight, but then as soon as I'm done with whatever room that is, I'll go close them. I never realized it, but it might actually be like a nervous tic thing. Like, it's just part of, it's like my OCD kind
of something weird, right?
In. Yeah, it's strange. So you just think that she's paranoid? That's why she wants the blinds closed all the time?
Yeah, she thinks people are looking in and looking at us.
They probably are. Think about all your neighbors. Like, they probably walk by and they look in. It's human nature to walk by a house, and if you can look into the home, what do? You look into the home.
Even if they do, who cares?
Be less interesting, I guess. Rachel, what are you not allowed to do at home?
So the big thing is just not wearing outside shoes. We leave our outside shoes on the outside of our house, and then we put in our actual house slippers just for, you know, germ sake and cleanliness. And it's not like, thankfully, we're both very minimal people, so there's only like 4 pairs of shoes between us. But it does keep things nice, you know, don't have to worry about tracking in actual mud, crud, or other stuff.
Raven, some people are very big on the shoe thing. Mm-hmm. I don't care. If you want to come to my house and keep your shoes on, fine. You're not going into the bedrooms. But I don't like shoes in the bedrooms. For some reason, that's like a big thing. You can wear them in the kitchen, but that's about it.
Well, listen, when it comes to me, I'm never wearing shoes. I walk in and immediately lose the shoes. Most of the time, I might be wearing some sort of socks, but our house is clean. My wife is pretty militant about the cleanliness, so I usually go barefoot. But there's sandals like when I step out or whatever. But if somebody comes over my house, I don't demand they take off their shoes.
Right.
I mean, I've got hardwood floors in most of the rooms. And the one room where there's carpet's destroyed anyways. What's the difference? Have at it.
I've gone to homes, though, where they've requested for us to take off the shoes.
And it's
always somewhat awkward because I never know if I have a pedicure. I never know if my socks match. Right. I never know if there's a hole in my socks. I used to remember one time, like when the knee-high boots were really in and I just bought them, and I have big calves and they're difficult to put on and take off. And my best friend Danielle had to like pull them off me. And we barely knew the people. It was like one of the kids' birthday parties like from school. Oh, that was awkward.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets, with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.